It's the Fat Guy Radio swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Many different designs available in your favorite color. Order yours today at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Check back daily for new designs at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
Skinny people. Fat people already know they're fat. So stop reminding us. Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us again. And all of our live stream viewers, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Shout out to everybody. Like, shout out. Commitment.
Yeah.
To come and watch us.
You.
It sounds like I'm in a cavern right now because my old ass forgot to close the studio door.
Well, yes. Get your ass up and close the door.
You know it's going to take me a minute to waddle my fat ass those 3 feet.
It's going to take you a minute to get up.
Me and DA will fill the time. Hey, DA.
Hey, D-Tay.
We are filling time right now.
I got something to fill it. We're not
going to talk about
the
that.
First round.
No, we're not talking about it. We're filling time.
I think you're scared. That's why. You don't even want to talk about it.
Honestly,
saw LeBron hit that three. You're like, here we go.
That three where he couldn't see.
Obviously, he could. He saw the rim.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He could see. He's the best actor in the league.
He
okay, this should not be in my hand.
Why is it?
I don't know. But
did it just fall from the ceiling?
This should not be in my hand right now.
No,
this is completely visual, folks, but I'm holding one of our studio lights. This should not be in my hand. How bad would this F up something if I turn this on right now?
Probably not bad.
Oh, so bad. So bad. It's messing up your white balance.
I'm feeling a little mischievous.
Do it.
Do it.
F them cameras. F the show. Do it.
Do it.
BDB will pay for another one. They're rich. They got that PPP loan.
They got the PPP loan. They got the BDB loan.
I'm going to turn this light on. And ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be completely visual. So if you're not watching the live stream, you're SOL.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm about to stare into.
He's about to go LeBron James right now.
I'm about to stare into.
That's a bad signal. The mayor had that.
Right,
puts a big old hamburger in the sky.
Never go full LeBron.
And see, I try to do the bit. Okay, I'm gonna stare into the face of God.
Fat man.
Of course, you know, fat fingers can't hit the button back there.
No.
Dang, so you can't just reach around and feel
I
for
am
it?
Having myself.
No, you can't.
I was just reach
around and feel for it.
I was just look, my finger was on the button, and then my fat finger, like all of a sudden, the old man just said, arthritis, you have no strength in your hand. You know why? Because I'm using my left hand. If I was using my right hand, I'd probably crush the whole light.
You probably would.
Okay, hold on. Let's try the bit again.
Oh, it works.
Oh, God. I will not be able to see
my son.
Yeah, why did you do that? I thought you were just joking. Like,
realize that McDonald's has a new burger coming out.
You know what?
Fat.
Since this light is not where it's supposed to be, I think I should just leave it behind me for the whole rest of the show. What do you think?
Yeah, do it. Yeah, I got a light behind me.
I don't.
There you go. We're just looking for the illusion of professionalism. You're not supposed to see stuff like that, folks.
No. Why? Says who?
Because we're professionals. We're supposed to be professionals.
Yeah, but you have this unwritten handbook. Like, why can't you have a dormant light behind you?
It's like baseball, unwritten rules and stuff.
Yeah, like, come on. Baseball's stupid, too.
You know what the Fat Guy Radio Show handbook says? It says, Fat Guy Radio Show handbook, the secret Chick-fil-A podcast menu.
There ain't no secret Chick-fil-A podcast menu.
It is a secret Chick-fil-A
podcast menu. You never had a McBuck-Buck?
McBuck-Buck.
Only when it cost me a McFi-bucks.
See, now we're talking McDonald's.
We're all over the place because look, number one, I'm just going to give you a little front sale, and we probably won't get to all this on the show. Number one, I've had myself a tough week. So if I come across a little lethargic and a little out of it tonight, I am. I'm sleep deprived. And I got in a fight.
Sex deprived.
You got into a fight.
I've always been sex deprived. I got into a fight, not a physical fight, a verbal altercation.
Ooh, that's a,
My car is gone. I had a power outage at my house.
Oh.
And I poisoned myself.
Good stories.
All of this today on Fat Guy Radio Show. Yeah.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, hey, America. You want to laugh? How about you get done with the Fat Guy cast? We got Corey. He's bougie, yeah. And we got DJ. He never does anything. And then DA. He's lazy. And little D, yo, he's crazy. Put them together, they are fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Fat Run it. Radio Show. Radio Show. Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's a radio show, not a podcast, ho. Boom, let's go.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to over 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnetics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. I'm joined by our executive producer, Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
And my co-host and your co-host, he's number two in the seats, but number one in your hearts, Doug, the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. We welcome your comments to our live stream or tweet us your comments to @FatGuyRadioShow. Use hashtag Fat Guy Radio Show. We may read them on the air, so watch what you say. We may blow up your spot. You're also welcome to slide into our DMs before, during, or after the show. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. Hey, have you stopped by the swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store? Just added the new It's My Birthday design, starting just at $21.49. It's my birthday design, inspired by my yearly birthday shirt that I wear here on the show. Available in t-shirt, tank top, because it's getting warm. Sweatshirt, for those of you that are up north and it's still cold. And our first ever design on tie-dye, available in men's and women's up to size 5XL. Make a statement or remind others that it's your birthday, or order one for the birthday girl or boy. The design and this design and many, many more available at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store now with more. Do the little hip-hop bap-bap-bap thing. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Welcome to the show, everybody, everywhere. Yeah, your boy Corey has had himself a bit of a week.
What? Hey, it sounds fun. I want to start with that altercation, though.
Okay. All right. Fine.
DA loves violence.
Look, I love drama. I was telling my wife, like, there's a lot of drama going on in the world right now.
And in your house.
Yeah, and in my house. But it's not the Israel thing. I'm not touching that. I hope peace on all sides. But everything else in the world, yeah, I'm here for.
Okay. Well, I love it. Okay, so I got into a fight.
No, and an argument.
I got into it. Okay, it's a fight to me, but it was an argument.
Okay.
DT probably knows this. DA, you should know this. What's the one thing, and a lot of people are this way, what's the one thing that will take Corey from 0 to 60 in a blink of an eye? Ooh. The one thing.
Ooh, putting the Afterburn commercial at the bottom and then putting it also in the commercial read.
No.
Not making a copy of the show notes.
No, you want to air any more of our behind the stage laundry, or you just
want to
just...
That's the drama I want!
You just
want
to keep taking a sledgehammer to the fourth wall.
Mm. There's a... Oh, well, see, they wouldn't have known it was a fourth wall if you didn't say nothing.
You had any more guesses what would take Corey from zero to 60?
People being late. Yeah, well, that was kind of fourth wall too, huh? Oh, no, shoot, I got it.
That's 100% true.
Ooh, sorry. You must not like me.
Exactly. We've been trying to tell you that on the show.
Breaking the fourth wall. See, I just learned from y'all.
Well, you clearly have not learned to be on time. At least you make it to, you're late for the call times, but you've got a 95% success rate.
Yeah, don't say always. Say that.
Okay, but the times I have been late were justifiable, like power going out.
I give that to you. However,
yeah, I've never been late as outside of that.
Okay, so that's one circumstance. The problem that takes me from 0 to 60 is when someone, and I'm going to speak very general because I don't want to hurt this person's feelings.
Again.
I mean, I can't rip into, you know, I can't, you know, tear into their ass on this situation because they have no more ass after the tearing that I've already given them.
Are y'all really talking about me?
No, no, I'm not talking about you. So here's your circumstances. DA is a little different. What sends me from 0 to 60 and makes me blow my stack is when we prearrange a time and then you not only don't show up when you agreed to show up, but you tell me you're going to be late after the time that we agreed to show up.
I know exactly who this is.
Okay. So what this week, what caused the big blowout is that me and this other individual who had this agreed upon time that was specially arranged to accommodate this individual. When that individual showed up late and then not only not 1 minute, not 2 minutes, 15 minutes late.
Oh.
And when that individual discovered that I had an attitude, that individual had the nerve to be upset at me.
Interesting.
For having an attitude.
Jamila, shut the kids up. I'm on the show.
I don't know what that was, but
yeah,
okay.
I was going to let it ride. I was
because my kids are in the background making all these noises and everything. I just had to get her to shut them up real quick.
Yeah.
I let mine just go.
It's called Benadryl.
We know.
But at least, you're attempting to create the illusion of greatness. So this individual that I had this blowout with was late, then was mad at me for being mad at him or her for being late.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhat attacked me.
Wow.
For the fact that I had an attitude.
I like this person already.
For them being late. Now, here's the thing. I never make anyone wait. If you are a long-standing listener of this show, you know for a fact that that has been my stance for eternity. I don't make people wait. I find value in someone else's time. Now, has there been circumstances where people have had to wait for me? Yes. Just like with DA, there have been circumstances. However, I go all out to make sure that I never have anybody waiting for me. Therefore, it's only fair that I have that same expectation of other people.
I don't agree, but keep going.
Yeah, I would like to say I make people wait because I am the alpha and the omega, the ending and the beginning. So the
Indian in the beginning.
The Indian.
I said ending.
I did not say Indian.
Okay.
4 ears heard what you said.
3. I heard Indian and the beginning.
Okay, and when we listen to the show back, I just speak really fast. We know that. And I said the Indian in the beginning.
Yeah, I know you speak fast, but you said the Indian and the beginning.
No, the ending and the beginning.
That time you did because you made sure to enunciate.
No, I said all 3 times, the ending and the beginning.
I don't believe that
The ending and the beginning. Anyways, the show starts when I start.
Yeah, and honestly, look, I expect people to laugh at everything I say. And because I laugh at everything people say. Now, is that fair for me to expect people to laugh at me? No.
DA, that's something totally different.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, because I'm talking about a value of time. There is one thing in this world you cannot get back, but if you give it, it's the most precious thing. That's true. However, you cannot get back time.
Food that you ate.
You can't get that back. You can't get it back.
It's not the same. It is not the same.
That's for
if I eat it and I poop it out, it's not the same as when I eat it.
If
I throw it up, it's not the same as when I eat it.
What you talking about?
Get that back.
I'm just talking about making it again.
It's not the same.
Oh my God.
It's not the same.
You cannot get time back.
I mean, you can though.
No, you can't.
Quantum physics and string theory proves that Jesus, we are always
mercy,
living
Lord,
in a...
have mercy. I'm just saying.
We are always constantly replaying time. I exist in another multiverse. There's an infinite amount of me reliving the same moments that I have with slight tweaks and turns and everything. Like, that's string theory. Mm-hmm. There's endless possibilities of what's going on, and we're always living in a constant loop.
Thank you, Doc Brown. So
reincarnation.
When someone makes me wait, I take it as the biggest insult. I really do. It's the biggest insult for me. Now, this may be a problem with me. I don't know. But here's the thing. You know what? It's a problem with me, and I own it. I own that it's a problem with me. But everybody that I work with, everybody that's involved with me, everyone that's part of my life knows this about me. Now, if it's just somebody that I'm meeting for the first or second time, I'm not going to put that expectation on them. But if it's someone that I've known for years, they should mother effing know good GD well that making Corey late, when you do encounter him, he's going to have an attitude.
Yeah, what does Goblin Donuts have to do with this, though?
I had an attitude.
Oh, okay.
And then what made it worse is this individual doubled down on it and tried to call me out for my attitude.
I do need more context.
I cannot give you any more context.
I know all the context. Just the way the story was laid out, me knowing Corey's personal life, I know exactly what happened,
okay,
how it happened, and what the context is of this. And I know this individual, and I know how this individual probably poked the bear about it. Like, how are you going to be upset with me when, like, I told you, but, and then Corey's like, no, you told me after the fact that you were already late. So you were late when you told me you were going to be late. You didn't preemptively tell me, hey, running late. And then I know not to be upset. You waited until we were supposed to be at this time, told me you were late, and then proceeded to be an extra 15 minutes late on top of you being late already.
Okay.
And then you're upset with me for being a little perturbed?
Were you there? You were there.
I feel like I was there.
That's clearly exactly what happened.
Since you don't want to lay out any more details, please allude. You said if it's somebody that knows, I'm going to assume that you've known this person for a while.
Quite some time.
So, and you've been out with this person before meet you or whatever.
Quite some time.
Has that person ever been late?
Yes.
Yes.
Always. It's consistent with that person. I know it is.
Then that is on you, fat guy.
That person was late when I had a previous engagement with that person.
You shouldn't have any
expectations. And I went to that person's place of business.
And I'd be mad too. I'd be mad. I'd be like, bruh, you know how I am. Get over it. I'm late. I'm here though. So no. You should know how they are too.
And I do know how this person is. And the fact that.
Question though. Before you go.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Am I correct in my assumption of the person who it is?
Yes. Yes, you are absolutely correct.
Okay.
DT, you were so correct. We should probably go get carne asada fries after the show.
Oh yes. Definitely know who this person is.
I know who it is too.
So here's the thing, DA. This individual is habitually untimely. Okay. And I habitually have an attitude for the untimeliness. What I don't get is the double down of the cross attitude about my attitude.
They had time that day.
This individual clearly.
I got time today.
This individual knows that OS, I'm late for something that has to do with Corey. He's going to have an attitude. So there's one way to get Corey's attitude calmed down.
Come, shy away from it.
Yeah. Don't poke the bear. I'll come out of it eventually. I'm an Aries. I will eventually come out of it. But you want to double down on it and give me additional attitude because of my attitude, you are about to experience the wrath of the fat ass. And that's exactly what I did. And DT, knowing the individual that I'm talking about, you do realize, DT, that I attacked to the point where this person most likely felt this big.
Yeah.
And now here's the kicker, folks. I don't allow people that I don't revere or respect to get me to that level. I have to have a level of respect, a level of love for you in order to allow you to get me to that point. So if I don't go to that level with you and I just brush it off, that's me really saying I don't give an S about anything we got going on. I can care less if it happened. I can care less if it doesn't. But if I, and DT knows this, if you get me to, if you get an emotional spark out of me, it's because I actually do care for you.
Oh, you care for me a lot.
I must be damn near. You must. You probably aren't breaking a law, DA, because I get so pissed off at you. There's a good chance that you have two wives. Me being one.
So you my side bitch.
I am your side bitch.
Corey doesn't get mad at me. And the reason why Corey doesn't get mad at me is because I can see when he is in a funk or if he is already upset, even if it doesn't has nothing to do with me or if it has something to do with me, I steer away from it. I don't let Corey get to that level.
DT is very good at either diffusing or escaping. He knows when the fat guy is about to get to that. Another person that was very good at that was my previous executive producer, Philippius. He was very good at knowing and reading the room. And there have been times where he's cleared the room. Now, I don't want people to say, oh, Corey's some effing monster.
I'm not a diva.
I am nowhere near a diva.
You're a mother effing diva, bro.
I am not a diva. You really are.
Okay, Whitney Houston.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I have nothing. I can't hit that note. I'd pass the
close F out. One more time.
I don't want to hurt anymore.
Stay in my arms if you dare.
Must I imagine you there?
Don't walk away from me.
Don't walk away from me.
Don't you dare walk away from me.
Cause I have nothing.
Cause I pooped my food.
So DA, yes, I revere you. Yes, I am Doug Etta too. And I must love you. If you push me to that point and I get and you get an emotion out of me, it's because I do care and I want you to do better.
Aw, you sound like my high school basketball coach.
But this particular
you still sat on the bench.
But this particular situation, I'm sorry. The dragon was awoken and he breathed fire. And then you want to talk about being a consummate professional? Still went on with what we had to do afterwards.
And he wasn't in his feelings either.
Probably.
That individual was in their feelings.
Will you ever see them again?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We've patched. I won't say patched things up. We've moved on.
Okay.
We've moved on.
If there's one thing about Corey, is he doesn't hold grudges unless he holds grudges.
Yeah.
And if he holds a grudge, you are dead to him at that moment.
Yeah, it's over. He
holds a grudge like he holds a chicken wing.
Yeah.
Death confide.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this, more fun and more thrills. Remember, folks, here on Fat Guy Radio Show, my pain is your entertainment. We'll be right back after this on Fat Guy Radio Show. I wasn't even ready for the break. I'm throwing it to break and I wasn't ready. All right, so we got 30 more seconds here. All right, now we're ready. All right, we'll be right back after this. Fat Guy, son of a bitch.
That's a show title.
Let me tell you about the app, Doug, the D.A. Andrew.
Is it porn?
No, it's not porn. It's close to porn. It's us.
Oh, that's better than porn.
There's an app that we have, the Fat Guy Radio Show app, available in the Apple Store.
In the Apple Store?
In the Apple Store, not the Orange Store. The Apple Store.
Okay, I was going to go to the banana store.
No, the Apple Store. And our app is where you can get every show that we've ever recorded. I mean, people use iTunes, people use other apps, but Fat Guy Radio Show app is a direct link right to us so you can hear our shows uninterrupted on your iPhone or iOS device.
All right, slow down. The Strawberry Store, I can go to Skinny Guy Podcast and listen to everything.
No, it's the Apple Store, and you go to fatguyradioshow.com/app, and boom, bam, it directs you to your app store, and you can download our app. It's at a cost that even you can afford.
What is that, like $2?
No, it's free.
Free is my favorite number.
The free Fat Guy Radio Show app, ladies and gentlemen, download it today for your iOS device, and you can get our show on the go wherever you are, and it's CarPlay compatible.
CarPlay?
CarPlay.
Next level. Brum, brum,
brum. Fat Guy Radio Show app.
I'm on it.
Are you?
They're wacky, they're zany.
Wacky and zany.
It's another wacky and zany show.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Walmart. I wanted to spotlight a Walmart item, and I totally forgot it on my kitchen counter. You know how I was telling, I was raving about those Amy's vegetarian pizzas?
Yes,
I do remember. Well, I got an Amy's vegetarian lasagna.
What?
And it's frozen, and tried that. And you know, normally frozen lasagna just doesn't fly. But I don't know what it is about this brand, Amy. It's all organic, all natural. And I enjoyed it today. And I really wanted to bring the box in and give it a good plug. But it's the Amy's brand vegetable lasagna, all organic. Yes, they are, you know, higher priced than, you know, your Tostinos and your, you know, your Red Barons, but it's a very good quality for being a frozen dish, and I really enjoyed it. And I got it at Walmart, and I did it through the Walmart banner on fatguyradioshow.com. So shop today and save. We all shop Walmart when we do, and when we do, we start at Fat Guy Radio Show. .com. So, all right, welcome back to the Shoddy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The boys were having a conversation over text message during the break. And of course, DT, I wish you wouldn't have told him because, you know, he has diarrhea of the tongue.
I hold water.
No, you
don't. He's not going to. And if he does, you can punish me. But.
No, he shouldn't have said that, Corey. I'll tell you, he shouldn't have said that.
No.
I know.
That part.
But yeah. No, I trust DA. DA can keep a secret when needed.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Trusting DA, that makes one of us.
I'll take it. I'm a very trustworthy dude. A lot of people come to me with their issues and secrets because they know I'm going to hold it. I ain't going to tell nobody.
Unless you can get something out of it.
I don't believe that. You know what?
If it comes to gain for DA, I'm sure he'll let secrets fly.
Nah.
You know what? I think I actually agree with him. Because how many times, DT, have we had the conversation with DA about trying to find things in his everyday life to bring here to the show?
Oh, that is true.
And he just doesn't do it.
Now, that
may be because nothing's happening in his life.
Not at all. Nothing at all.
Or
IRS. Lies. Lies.
Or it's just all lies. One thing that I wish he would do is give the show at least half the publicity on his social media that he's been given this damn Doja coin. I mean, just half of it. I mean, if we just had just a little.
How much was I talking about Dogecoin?
All of your damn stocks and stuff like that, DA. You were flooding ejaculating all over social media, and not one thing had to do with Fat Guy Radio Show, the brand we're all trying to build. That's another thing that pissed me off this week, DA. You think I was going to give you a list of stuff that pissed me off, and you weren't going to be on it?
I thought I was number one on it.
No, you're
but
number
before
one.
Before I do that, I'm going through my Facebook. I see me resharing the show. What?
Oh.
I don't see nothing about Dogecoin.
Oh, what about your Twitter? What about your Instagram?
Now, my Twitter is sacred to me, and I'm not saying that the show. No. No. Okay, let me keep going. Because when we were still, what was that thing on Twitter that we were doing? The Periscope. Every single Periscope, I retweeted that with the
Periscope.
Every single Periscope, I retweeted that with the ease. It hit my account. Once we went live, I retweeted it. So again,
I was trying to remember what Periscope was. So that's Twitter Live. right?
No, it was a whole different thing, but yeah, it was like linked to
dude,
Twitter.
You don't remember we used to stream on Twitter live?
That's what I just said.
No, but it's called Periscope.
But Periscope was just, okay, I hear you're clucking, big chicken. Continue.
Yeah, so no, I share stuff. But with Twitter, though, look, that's where I'm getting off all my BS. I free fire my BS, okay? I don't want people to take me serious on Twitter. That's why a lot of times I can't mix it because they're like, oh, this idiot is just retweeting some BS. I'm not even going to look at it. I don't want it to be the show, but on my Facebook, that's my professionalism. That's my face.
Your likes on your Twitter post speak against everything you just said.
What likes? Oh, what world are you in, Corey?
So the likes on Twitter. So the crazy crap that you on Twitter.
Let me go to Twitter real quick.
Get some level of interaction.
My likes now, I will say this.
I am not counting in family pictures and things like that. I'm not counting that in. I'm talking about all this damn post about stocks
crypto, and it's not
and
stocks.
Crypto. I don't care what it is, Elon.
I know you don't care.
I don't care, Elon. It's not going to be real. If I want to go on a freaking financial roller coaster, I'll just go down to the U.S. Stock Exchange. Same damn world. You guys just gave it a cool name, crypto. Why don't you call it what it is? It's a scammo.
Aw, you sound like Elon now. You sound like Elon now. But nah, come on, Corey.
But if you posted on social media just a fraction of how much you've been posting about crypto within the last week, we might have more than four or five people listening to this show.
Fourth wall, dude.
All right.
Hit the number exact.
I'm tired of looking at his Twitter because it's a little depressing.
It is.
Why? Why is because my Twitter light depressing?
Because of the light count. That's all I was looking at was a light count.
What are y'all looking at?
No. Can you let me finish? The reason why his light count is depressing to me is because I'm all the way at May 17th. That's just it. And I only see one like on one post. All the rest have zero likes.
So I don't know what Corey's smoking. There was a
post that I found on his timeline.
And that one like that I got, what did it say? It was probably about the Lakers.
No, it was Twerkalator is a new crypto. It's a new crypto.
It has something to do with cryptocurrency.
I love crypto.
I wish you loved this show as much as you love crypto.
There was one post that did have 11,500 likes. But it was a retweet. And I was like, that's not
that doesn't count.
Exactly. But all the rest are all just literally zeros or one like.
DA. It's up to us. It's up to us. DT, he has
social media. He obviously has Twitter.
His Twitter is dead.
So is mine.
Along with his Facebook, his Twitter is dead.
So you're saying I can post nothing or I can post everything about the show?
No, I'm just saying sprinkle in something about the show every once in a while. That's all I'm saying.
And then every once in a while I do a repost.
Every once in a while, I'll just story. Don't do it now, but just every once in a while, just sprinkle something.
You know
in.
Me.
Or DA, I don't know.
Like me.
And DA, you should see the science because on the Fat Guy Radio Show Twitter, Benny streams.
Yeah, you do goggle them.
Right? What am I doing it on? I'm not doing it on Corey Blaze's Twitter. I'm doing it on Fat Guy Twitter.
Ooh, so you're saying to log in to Fat Guy Twitter.
No, I'm saying that with...
and like my post, and so I have more than zero.
3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3. What the heck is bothering me?
You do look like Uncle Carl. You do. You said that. I was like, I see it. Hey, you remember, was that the episode you was trying to get into that little car? That was.
Did you just call me Carl Winslow?
I did. Uncle Carl. I see it. Now that you said that, I see it. I would have not related you to Carl Winslow if you did not do that. So.
You know what, DA? I'm not even going to get upset about that.
I know, because you just did your 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3. You're a cop.
Harken back to the beginning of the show. Okay.
I don't care.
Why you
don't have to press it.
No, you know it. My OCD means I gotta dig it out.
Oh, I got another light.
Bay 7.
Oh, it's 3.
I don't care.
I just did the short one. DA, all I'm asking is that you just sprinkle in a little bit. When you post Dogecoin, or Doge. I don't care. When you post in your cryptocurrency.
Flipto, I like that.
When you're posting all of that stuff about your cryptocurrency, just, you know, sprinkle something in about Fat Guy.
I got you, Fat Guy. I'm going to start promoting us on my Twitter.
See, now I think you're going to do it egregiously.
I just did one egregiously right now.
See that doesn't count though.
It counts though.
It does not.
It counts. It really does.
DA, you just tweeted out live on the show, what's this S?
I said, watch this S. Yeah.
Watch or what?
I said, watch.
What's watching this?
You said, what this S? W-H-A-T. Oh. You're asking like, what the hell is this? You're part of what this is.
Well, maybe somebody will click it. I meant to say watch, but see, you got me so flustered.
Why did you want to wash it?
Corey, you got me so flustered that I had to type it in a quickness and I just messed up. You act like you don't have typos up the ass.
Oh, I typo all the time, but here's the thing.
So don't be mad at me.
If you wouldn't have tried to tweet egregiously in the moment and you did it authentically with meaning, like you do all of your cryptocurrencies, you wouldn't have made the typo error. So now all the people that you think don't look at your Twitter are looking at your Twitter and looking at your faces of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where most of your likes are coming in, is on your faces of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I repost the show.
But at least he didn't go Facebook Live during the show.
Okay, well, that's Little D, and Little D don't do that no more ever since I stabbed him in the ribs after he did that.
Yeah, wow. I remember that day.
He had to learn.
And he doubled down.
And he's my little brother, and I love it. And he doubled down because he did it again the next time. And you know what, DA? Look around. Where he at?
DJing somewhere?
He's another mother effer that ruined my damn week. He can't keep a laptop running to save his life.
Oh. Dang, he destroyed his DJing laptop?
He didn't destroy. Well, okay, according to him.
Fourth wall.
According to Lil D, yes, Lil D, I know you listening to this. I'm about to tear your draws like I did he called me on the phone conferencing another DJ friend of his, thinking that I was going to let this slide and go over like, you know, Lil D was all innocent. Hell to the no, man.
Wait, he three-wayed you?
He three-wayed me. It ain't the first time.
But like without your consent, brother? He didn't tell you?
No, he told me first. My little brother, no. He told me first and he said, can I merge these? And I'm like, go ahead. You know, I'm going to be the smallest one in the merge. But go ahead and let's merge it together.
You ain't the smallest one in anything.
Thank you, DA. Appreciate it.
Even if you hopped in the ocean.
Orca
status.
So there was this incident for those that don't know, I had my connections, had a laptop rebuilt from a little brother. Yeah. He had a laptop built from a brother because he was struggling with it. Not only, I may have did it for a little selfish reasons because he uses that same laptop to connect to the show when he does, when he is able to do the show. So I may have been a little selfish because I was tired of him having technical issues. But we had this laptop built out, used my connection to build the laptop out. A couple of weeks ago, according to Little D, it magically, mysteriously fell. Now, for anybody that owns a MacBook or any type of Mac products, you can drop these things and pick them up and they seem fine.
Yeah.
They love on you. You probably think they're performing better. But then at any given moment, that Mac says,
yeah,
I'm out.
Well, his Mac decided to say in the middle of one of his DJ gigs.
Dang. Ooh. He ain't get paid.
And he calls me in a panic. And I'm not going to... It's a technique that we do. Okay, I'll tear his draws. It's a technique that we do where he calls me so that the people that are around him think he's on the phone with his technician trying to resolve the issue that just happened, knowing damn well it was his fault.
Oh, he's smart.
He's very smart. And I play along with him, and he's bitching and he's crying, and I'm being a big brother and I'm listening to him, even though on the other side of the phone, I'm just sitting there rubbing my head like, here we go again.
I hope it wasn't at a wedding.
It wasn't at a wedding. Thank God it was not at a wedding. Because at a wedding, he probably would have needed, you know, police escorts to get out of there. Because Bridezilla probably would have tried to castrate the little boy.
Yeah. But my wife would have told me to kill somebody.
But nevertheless, I got his laptop from him. I'm working. My technician, our show's technician has a laptop. But in the midst of that, I've been trying to work on the programming issue that he has, because he's a DJ and he creates these crates of music mm-hmm. that are according to genre and set for certain events and stuff like that. And those of you that are not in the DJ game, you probably don't understand that. But however, Little D has over 100,000 songs in these crates, in these playlists, but he created them outside of his DJ software.
Ooh. Okay.
And he created them in iTunes. Now his DJ software talks to iTunes, but
which is okay. But
when his hard drive or his laptop fails, I can retrieve his DJ software, but then I also have to retrieve this massive iTunes library and try to remerge them back together, because the last thing that we want to do is have them start all over. We're talking about 4 or 5 years of libraries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been trying my best to figure that software out. Now, because I'm clearly a snob and I don't like to lose, I figured it out.
Yeah.
But it took a lot more time to do, which is something that I didn't have these last couple of weeks, because I've been COVID testing, because I have to work in the red zone in downtown Phoenix.
Ooh, nice end in front sale.
I'm not going to front sale because I'm tired of bitching. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back when Phoenix popping. I'm done. Sure. I'm done bitching about this.
Oh, but the show is always so good when you bitch, because if you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
I know, and goddammit, I've been taking some deep breaths today. Because I'm breathing. My little brother ruined my life. Had me up till 1 o'clock in the morning trying to read this. I know all about his software now, in and out, because my OCD, it just doesn't apply to cleanliness and organization. It also applies to the fact that once I start something, I have to finish it. I can't stop. And Aisha Curry left me on red on Instagram.
Wow. You DM'd her?
I tagged her in my post because I had ordered some of her cookware.
And you wanted the repost to the story.
I just wanted her to say thumbs up or thank you or something or a heart. No, it just says, I roll up to Instagram. I look in there because it shows up in your messages and it just says seen.
Mm-hmm. You saw it.
Well, at least you're seen. At least she told you you're seen.
Her and Justin Bieber both left me on scene.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? I can't.
Tony Baker left me on scene.
I can't get no satisfaction. No matter how hard I try.
I don't know that song.
I can't get satisfaction. You don't know that song,
DT? No matter how hard I try.
All right, meet me at the studio after. Yeah, make a special trip up to the studio after the show, and I'll play that song for you. All right, we're going to take a quick break right here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with Phoenix Poppin' with Doug the D.A. Andrew right here on Fat Guy Radio Show, .com. Give me an S.
S.
Give me a P.
P.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me a T.
T.
Give me an I.
I.
Give me a Phi.
Phi.
What is that spell?
Spotify.
Spotify. And guess who's on Spotify?
Joe Rogan.
I am.
Oh, Fat Guy.
Fat Guy Radio Show's on Spotify.
How much money did we get? The 200 million?
Man, we haven't even crested 200 people. We need to tell people about the fact that Fat Guy Radio Show is on the Spotify app.
Can we watch for free?
No, you can't really see the show on Spotify, but you can hear the show on Spotify. And what's so cool about the Spotify app, it's built into some cars, into the in-dash navigation system. It has Spotify, so people can hear us when they're out on the road, when they're taking their road trips, when they're driving their family around the city. Fat Guy Radio Show is on Spotify, so all you got to do is go to Spotify and look for Fat Guy Radio Show and add us to your favorites.
That sounds fancy. I'm going to go right now and add us to our favorites.
You ain't got Spotify.
I do, though. Somebody got to listen to Joe Rogan.
This isn't a Joe Rogan ad. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, DA.
Why do you keep talking about Joe Rogan? This is about Fat Guy Radio Show.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me a P.
P.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me a T.
T.
What's that spell?
You missed the I, but Spotify.
Add us to your favorites on Spotify. That Guy Radio Show is on Spotify.
Yay!
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody, everywhere. At the Home Depot, you get free delivery on grills. $3.99 and up. It is the summer here in Arizona, even though the calendar may not say it's summer. It's summer. I mean, I walk outside and it's so hot, all I sweat is Ragu sauce. And Ragu would go really good on some chicken on your new Home Depot grill.
Yes.
Professional. Home Depot features Weber grills, Traeger grills, Master Big grills, and more. You know what I really want to get from the Home Depot? I want one of those, I call them sidewalk grills. Because, you know, those really nice grills that Home Depot always has sitting on their sidewalks outside their stores. I want a sidewalk grill, but DT, I also want a smoker.
Ooh.
Now, smokers require something that I don't have a lot of, and that's patience.
Nah.
You know, because smokers aren't microwaves. You're talking, you know, 10 hours plus to get some good. But, man, there ain't nothing better than some smoked brisket.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Home Depot has smokers, and you can grab one. And when you do, if you decide to, start through the Home Depot banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com, because that's what I'm going to do. Home Depot, how doers get more done. All right, welcome back to the show. For those of you that are just joining us on our live stream, I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's Doug the DA Andrew right there. And that's Daniel DT Taylor right there.
What's good?
Someone asked me why I did. My eyes went cross-eyed when I was looking at the video feed. Sorry. Someone asked me, why do you always introduce the guys like that? Well, there's a system behind that. So
yeah, radio.
When I say, hi, I'm Corey Blaze, you are hearing my voice. And when I say Doug the DA Andrew, I pause and he says,
holla,
which allows you to hear his voice. And when I say our executive producer, Daniel DT Taylor, he says,
what's good?
And you hear his voice. So when we start talking over each other later, you know who's talking.
Exactly. Because when we start talking, we just be talking and we just be talking. Your cue to be talking over each other.
No, I totally missed it, which is fine by me.
I caught it, but I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, that's okay.
Of course, because you never want to do anything.
DA, before we get to what's Phoenix popping, I didn't get to the fact that I poisoned myself.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What did you do?
I want to hear about you almost dying.
Okay. So I don't want to, I'm just going to go in. Okay. There's this drink that I've fallen in love with during the pandemic, and it's called GT's Kombucha.
Okay. Oh, Kombuki.
Okay. And it's kombucha tea, and they're very delicious, but GT's Kombucha teas have expiration dates.
Okay.
Oh.
GT's Kombucha have active enzymes in them, live enzymes in them to help with gut health, you know? And my doctor, I showed my doctor this GT's kombucha. He started drinking GT's kombucha after he looked into it. And he says, Corey, with you not being exposed to a lot of people right now and, you know, constantly masking and being extra safe, we want to make sure that your immune system and stuff like that stays at a high level. So he signed off on and approved me drinking GT's kombucha. Well, I happen to have some GT's kombucha. I buy them in the case of 14.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was 5 days after the expiration date.
Ooh.
Okay.
And I drank it. Not only did I drink it, GT's kombucha is supposed to be consumed very cold because of the active cultures.
Mm. You drank it lukewarm?
I let half the bottle get lukewarm and then I downed it.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, that's on you.
It's all on me. It's not GT's kombucha at all. My gut is barely starting to get back to normal.
So what happened? What were the side effects?
The side effects was, have you ever taken a laxative and that pressure and feeling of your intestines over being activated? You know that feeling?
That's when I eat any kind of dairy. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Imagine that resulting. How can I say this? Sorry for anybody that's listening to this while you're eating. You have that reaction going on in your gut and in your intestines, but then yet there is no exit strategy being executed.
Oh,
so you're in constant bubble guts.
So you had a what is it called? A backed up volcano.
And the thing is that it wasn't even constipation. What it was is that it was
No, I'm saying because it didn't release all the gases, it was just backing up. It was a gassy volcano that would just keep going. You were feeling the eruption about to, but no eruption came.
Yep.
And it was just
constant bubble guts. And that was 3 days ago. And today is the first day that I finally feel it at the bottom, you know, at the bottom, at the end. I'm on the tail end of it. But yeah,
all the sediment.
Do not drink GT's kombucha after it expires and do not let it go room temperature. It's all on me. Like I said, I poisoned myself.
Or another way to avoid all that is just don't drink Tichy kombucha.
No, it's a good tea. I like it.
I mean, but 5 days after expiration is not going to kill you.
It didn't kill me, but you know what? It just made me feel horrible. I did actually on the first night, actually the next morning after I drank it, the next morning it hit. And I knew that there was something that just wasn't right.
Yeah. See,
how much of that is just in your mind, though?
A lot. And then that
I don't like to drink the kombucha. I like to drink the chocha.
The chocha. And then that night, I actually developed a slight fever because my body went into defense mode.
Ooh, fight or flight.
Because I had those enzymes that were most likely dead that I introduced into me. It just threw my gut all out of whack. Everything's back to normal now. But, you know, I'm on the tail end of it. But, man.
Well, because it takes your body longer to self-heal, because most people will get over that in like a day and a half at the most.
Yeah.
It takes longer for your body to do that because you have more body.
Thank you, DT. Mm-hmm. It almost felt like it almost felt like food poisoning without the.
It was food poisoning without any of the up, downs or bottoms.
Yeah. The up, downs or bottoms. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. So.
And you probably didn't take a Tums or any kale peptide or anything.
Honestly, with those type of things, you don't want to add more chemicals in there because what's happening is your body's already building the natural chemicals to combat that. So if you're adding more chemicals on top of that, it might throw your natural pH off to where your body's like, nah, bro. And it becomes like super.
It becomes longer.
Yeah, because at that point, now your body's really trying to regulate the acids within your stomach.
And I didn't want to do anything else because I only had a slight, like normal body temperature is 98.6. My body temperature was like 99.1.
That's not a fever.
Yeah, you know, it's not 98.6, so it's very, but when you have a temperature like that, that's just your body saying, hey, we're working in there, bro.
Yeah, your body heats up naturally to kill off viruses and stuff, but it's not actually a fever until it hits 100.4.
Yeah.
And that's when it's medically considered a fever.
Yeah, I was at 99.1 because, you know, another one of my things that I bought during the pandemic was that, you know, point and gun temperature thingy. I was shooting myself all night the other night.
I got one of those too. I always pointed at my crotch. That thing is always at 103.
Yeah. Oh, so your thermometer measures as well. All right. Do we have time to get into Phoenix Popping? Or do we need to take an early break?
We can take an early break.
My clock is screwed. Minutes. That's another thing. The clock in the studio is all screwed up.
Man. Is it telling the temperature again?
Yeah, according to the clock in the studio, it is January 24, 2018 at 10:36 in the morning.
Ghetto ass studio.
Thank you, DA. All right, let's take a... Well, now we got to take a break, so let me slide over here to the break.
It's 1,036 degrees outside.
1,036 degrees outside. It's 1,036 degrees.
That's a fever.
In my pants! All right. We'll be back with Phoenix Popping right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
It's popping.
Hello, everybody. You might not know who I am, but my uncle is the star of this show, and my daddy is on this show. So yes, I'm talking about Uncle Corey and my daddy, DJ Little D. Now I'm doing this commercial to tell you to tell all your friends to listen to the show and buy the bonus show afterward. Now I'm only 10 years old, so I can't buy the bonus show. But you are old enough to buy the bonus show, so why don't you just buy it? Don't all big people have all the money? It just makes sense. So go to fatguyradioshow.com/afterbird and subscribe. I promise you, if you do, I'll tape another commercial, because who doesn't like a cute little girl's voice on the radio? And sorry my sister was making all that noise.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Welcome back to the show, everyone, everywhere. Are you tired of being the lame one of your friend group? Tired of being called weird? Well, do I have the product for you? Ron Biggle here to tell you about the hottest show available, Afterburn. Your friend will bust a gut and split a seam as you win their hearts with Afterburn. It's edgy, raw, and uncut. It's better than coke off a hooker's ass. For only $3 to listen and $8 to watch, you can be bigger than Corey Blaze's fat ass. Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Afterburn. It's not dinner that's burning. Afterburn. That's no VD. Afterburn. What's burning your biscuits? Afterburn. It's hotter than hell. FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn. Yo, biscuits. And here's a little front sale before we get into Phoenix popping. One thing that you'll hear on the Afterburn, and we never do this, I got this topic ready to go.
Oh.
Men that need to sack up now.
Ooh. How you number one on your own list?
I'm coming after you, you punk ass married men.
Ooh.
DA? Got something to tell us?
Come at me. You know what? Believe it or not, I don't think DA fits in that category.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
I don't think DA.
I don't fit in the married man. A married man don't fit in the category.
You don't fit into the sackless married man.
Oh, okay.
I've just had front sale. I've just had a whole lot of conversations with a whole lot of married men that are married to women that are just absolutely invalidating their existence.
Aww.
And we're going to talk about it on Afterburn. So if you want to hear it, subscribe now. Or if you're already a subscriber, enjoy it. And if you are an elite member, you're going to get it this Saturday. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the segment that is besqueeping the nation. And I don't know what it is, but every time we decide to do this, I have to go potty. It's time for the segment that everybody loves so much in Copenhagen, Denmark. It's Phoenix Poppin'.
What's up, Phoenix?
What's up?
What's up, Phoenix?
What's up, Phoenix?
Hey.
All right, DA, take it away.
This one's for Dietze.
Good. Ooh.
Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver on the 51-win season. I finally got it right. Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver has a complicated history with the franchise fan base, and he was the first one to joke about his past faults. I finally got it right, Sarver told Arizona Sports Burns and Gumbo
or Gambo.
And Gambo on Monday. We did a rebuild, and geez, I wish we could have saved about 4 years there. For those of you who don't know, because, you know, this isn't a sports podcast by any means. The Suns finished the 2020-21 regular season with a 51-21 record, which, correct me if I'm wrong, that's their best record in years, probably since Steve Nash was around.
Yes.
Dite, was he being serious?
No, he is being serious, and what he got right this time is what he had wrong all before. He picked the right general manager.
Okay, James Jones.
And that general manager helped him get the right coach. Also, they both, the manager and coach, said, let us handle the team. You handle the finances. Robert Sarver usually has a very direct say in what happens in basketball day-to-day operations. And he relinquished the reins a lot this past season and a lot last season. And that is what projected us upwards.
Okay.
Because he was making a lot of wrong choices and was like, no, I want this. I want it this way. And because he didn't this time, we actually got to see what happens And he came off a pocket and was actually dealing out money.
Okay.
So
so everything you said is what he says. Sometimes I've gotten them right and sometimes I've gotten them wrong. Sarver said of hiring GMs and coaches. As I said, I'm blessed to have James and Monty. The three of us work together really well, and they work together well, and they're just both very good at what they do. Yep. So, okay, I was coming into this hating, like he was trying to take all the credit. But, you know, what you're saying, I guess, yeah, the owner is ultimately in charge of putting the GM there, and then the GM puts the rest of the pieces there.
Yeah. So, and with him being so hands-on prior to this season, he finally got it right by realizing, I don't know Jack Daly's squat about basketball. I'm going to leave it to you guys. And he let them do their job, and they did their job.
So he got it right by stepping back.
Back. Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's been Phoenix popping, dear. What else you got, Phoenix popping?
Hey. What's up? What's up? 22 people rescued after Roller
Boo. You got to wait till he's done singing.
Why'd you just call me Corey? 22 people rescued after roller coaster stalls at Castles and Coasters in Phoenix.
Why is Castles and Coasters still open?
Because people keep going.
Why do people keep going there? That place is trash.
And fire marshals apparently need something to do.
That place is trash, dude. It's been trash since. It was hot when it. This is how old I am. It was hot when it first opened up. Now it ain't nothing that.
When did it first open up, Corey?
1996.
You know when I first went there?
When?
1999.
See? it used to be hot back in the day. What I would be interested to see.
It's in Arizona. It's still hot.
The newest ride that they have is what? A swing line? A zip line?
You said the highest?
No. The newest thing they had was the cable drop.
The cable drop? So it's like, number one, it's like in the armpit. It's like in two armpits. It's located in the armpit of the freeway, but it's also located in the armpit of a discarded mall. That if it wasn't for Walmart, that discarded mall, half of it is already gone. The other half wouldn't even survive. And by the way, not to mention, that's one of the most heaviest drug trafficking areas in Central Phoenix is right there on I-17 and Dunlap Road where Castles and Coasters and all your kids are.
I'm not gonna lie, I personally get my weed off the Sea Dragon. I'm just saying. And if you dig in the clown's nose on hole 13 of the mini golf,
yeah,
you can get some good cocaine.
And don't stay too late at Castles and Coasters because you don't want to be there for the Grand Theft Auto car race that's gonna happen around the track that they built around that stupid mall. That discarded old Metro Center mall that has nothing but a Walmart. Is the movie theater still there?
No, it's totally shut down.
And it should be. Because you should not have a place that has an amusement park where you can get a kilo of Coke and a $5 BJ all at the same time within a block radius of
itself. Actually sounds like a great place. It's like a little bit of Vegas in Arizona.
It is.
It's horrible over there. That is not a very...
It's Aegis.
My friend Smedley, he used to take his kids to that damn theater on Wednesday night for $5 ticket movie night. And that's the only way they could get people into that discarded theater.
Actually, it got so bad that movie theater went $5 all the time.
Dang.
Dude,
I used to go there for opening days because opening days, normally, you know, you're spending like $10, $15 at any other reputable theater. You go to this theater and they had all the bootleg movies, people walking through the screen, all kinds of stuff, $5.
Dude, I remember going there when I went out in public pre-panty and my friend Smedley was there with his boys and he invited me to go and he said, hey, I bought you a ticket. It's at the door. Just tell the attendant who you are. I walk up to the attendant and it's a different attendant. And he's like, oh, I don't see a ticket here that says for Corey or anything like that. And I'm like, well, I don't want to argue with you. It's only $5. And he says, I'll just go in.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. See, I'm going to go buy me a $9 popcorn.
Yeah, like who would lie about that?
I mean,
exactly.
He was just, he didn't give two craps.
Yeah.
And then the funny thing is while I was there, I was trying to conceal my identity, you know, dark shades and, you know, hoodie and stuff like that. Got recognized by four people.
Man, I remember back in the day when we used to go to that movie theater, we used to sneak our friends in. And the way you did that is we had enough for two tickets. So we have seven of us. So what you do is
Wait a minute. Don't add up.
Seven people off of two tickets. What you do is you go two people buy the tickets, right?
Scammer.
They go in. They go in. Then you give the stubs to one person. That person goes out and brings another person in. And then that person that you just brought in, you give the stub to. He goes out, brings another person in, and he keeps going.
Each one teach one.
Wow.
And so see, in my hood, we just open the side door.
Yeah, I was about to say that's probably
like, come on, you just
but you run Apple Watch. You run a greater risk because if a cleaning person comes by and see the slide door open and they see you opening it in, you run a greater risk. This one, you're literally just walking out and you're walking in, and it's a different person who walks out each time. So you can't say, oh, one person just keeps going in and out and bringing new people in.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about the cleaning person saying, I Udame Negros.
But I know which I know what theater DA was going to because the theater down in downtown Phoenix, the old Arizona Center.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to open up the door. One of the employees that worked at the theater would open the door for you.
My bad. Bro, they were sneaking people.
They was hood down there, boy.
The Arizona Center was one of my go-tos. Those ones, they literally just let you walk in.
Yeah, it was pretty to look at, but man, it was horrid end up in there. All right, DA, what else you got for Phoenix Poppin'?
This one is for Corey.
Oh,
ooh. Arizona election audit. Secretary of State threatening to decertify Maricopa County election equipment. Now, when I read that, what does that say to you, Corey? They're going to decertify the equipment.
Well, it's very simple. I believe we have a audio clip that we played earlier, and I will play it again.
I don't care.
I don't.
What?
I don't give a rat's ass about this. Here's the thing. We basically, the part of the Republican Party in Arizona hired this Acme audit company from Florida to come in and audit our election results and our ballots. This will be the fourth audit of our election ballots.
Oh, geez.
And no prior audit has come up with anything to say that there was any type of fraud. This company that came in to Arizona that was hired by a part of the Republican Party in Arizona. And I say a part because it's not all of the Republican Party. Some of the Republican Party in Arizona is like, why are we doing this? Yeah. And the other side of it are just dead set against the fact that Arizona flipped blue. Really didn't flip blue. It almost flipped a little purple in my eyes because, you know, when you mix blue and red together, you get purple.
Yeah.
It was really
dead. It was even.
It was really even, you know, just a little bit more to the blue than so. So I call it purple. There are some people out there that are just they're just dead set on the fact that this was something was hinky, something was wrong. This audit company that is up in here right now didn't even realize that what type of pens you use on your ballots. So if they do find anything, it is going to have such zero relevance and such zero impactfulness.
Well, you
because
say that.
Three other more reputable audit agencies have come through. Even a federal level audit agency has come through. Why they're still dragging this on months later, I know not. Even if they did find something, DA, that would turn Arizona red, it's not going to undo what's going on in the White House.
Yeah.
You would have to change over seven more states for that to happen.
Two more.
Still, it's stupid. So you know what? Decertifying that equipment down there, I don't care at this point. They're already making it hard enough for disadvantaged individuals to even try to vote in this state. It's sickening. I was going to launch a full-on embargo campaign against our current governor, Doug Ducey, but then someone pulled my ear back and said, Corey, don't waste your breath because his time limit is up anyway. His ass is gone at the end of this, no matter what. So, of course, he is just going no holds bar, dumb F, in the last stages of his tenure because he knows that he's going to be out and in Cabo with Ted Cruz by the end of the next election cycle. So he's doing all the damage he wants to do right now. And there's nothing that's going. So you know what? All the visceral that I had for Doug Ducey, you know what? It was misplaced and it was mistimed. That whole broke, dumbass MF-er is gone at the end of this term, and we'll be done with him. The only thing that we got to do now is get somebody in there that's smarter than he. And I'm not talking about someone that's Republican or someone that's Democrat. I'm talking about someone that's an adult politician who's smart. I'm tired of these little punk ass kids getting in these offices and making these stupid laws. Yeah. I'm tired of it. And Ducey is one. He is nothing but an angry middle-aged balding fat baby. That's Ooh. All that he is.
Ooh.
And someone needs to give him his pacifier, pat him on his back, and put that little cow out to pasture.
Ooh.
I would have said, you know, go Old Yeller on him, but that's a little offensive.
Yeah. And you'll have the Secret Service on you.
But yeah. I don't care about them discrediting these stupid election machines. They're just freaking machines. You know, if they want to discredit any machine, discredit Lil D's laptop. That's what they should discredit. Discredit that. Audit that. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, Phoenix?
Oh, I'm sorry. We got one more?
No, that was it.
Oh, okay. And that has been Phoenix Poppin'.
What's up, Phoenix? What's up?
I didn't mean to get political on there, but
I mean, I started it.
You so. Did start it. Yeah, it's you just, did start it's it. Just, you know, it's just, a, it's
and
just.
Corey so finished it. Boom, mic drop.
Let's boom. Go. Boom, mic drop. Wrong button. Damn it. All right. So, we have a photo shoot coming up on Saturday, boys.
Yeah.
And yes,
you're
I am.
Not a diva.
I'm not a diva. But I am milking it for all that it's worth. We have a wonderful photographer who is very, much known for her outside photography.
Oh, shoot.
And I'm not going to give her props right now until after I see the final product. I've been burned before. I give someone praise and they get extra business. And then I end up having the final. Oops.
Dang,
70,
you did so good.
73-24. I
did so good, baby face.
You know what? You did so good because I sure didn't want to edit tonight's show. And last week you did really good last week, DA.
I'm a professional.
I got out of this building so early, the parking lot security guy was like,
"What are you doing out of here?
Did your show fail?" Did you have a technical problem? I was like, "Nope. I didn't have no edits." Man, I got out of here so early, DA, I was able to go by Taco Bell.
Damn. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I've been craving Taco Bell lately.
I've been craving you. But the thing is that we, I totally forgot what I was going to make that stupid joke. What was I saying?
You were talking about we have a photo shoot and you're milking it for everything.
Oh, yeah. We have a photo shoot. And while we're doing the photo shoot, folks, never before, this is what we do. We're going to be having a drone producer flying around us the whole time while we're doing photos.
I didn't even know that. What?
So we have.
Thanks for reading the email.
Yeah. He just doesn't pay attention.
It was literally in the email.
Maybe he didn't read that part of the email that said you will be sacrificed at the end of the photo shoot, DA.
Like an Armageddon type of sacrifice?
We are going to sacrifice you to the podcast gods.
I don't see that email. Is it on Facebook?
I hate you so much. But we're going to have
you looking at hentai.
We're going to have a drone flying around us while we're doing this. And this is our photo shoot, folks, for our new jerseys. So we'll be all sporting our jerseys. I'm going to tell you right now, and this probably is not going to help me with my diva argument. I will be wearing some old school South Pole boots.
Ooh,
South Pole got boots.
South Pole got boots from back in the day.
I'm going to dig in the crate and bring out my lugs.
Yeah. I was gonna say. Dude, you know what? I think we should wear some type of boot like that because we're going to be out in the middle of the desert.
You're really going to make me have to go in the crates and figure out where I have all my boots.
You got to dig through the crates. Don't dig through any of Little D's crates because they're clearly not organized properly.
All I see is women's shoes, and I can honestly see you sporting these.
Okay, like, my shoes
on the side.
My shoes may or may not be
Apple
women's
bottom
shoes.
Jeans, boots with the fur.
With the fur.
Had the whole club looking at her.
What? She hit the floor. Oh, no.
Next thing you know, shorty got
low.
Can you do the next verse on that real quick? What's the next verse on that?
I don't even know.
It's something about the Reeboks with the straps, right?
Yeah.
This bitch got two pairs of feet.
Don't all girls have two
pairs
of feet?
The boots with the fur and the Reeboks with the strap. She's either mismatching shoes.
Hold on. You're going to make me look these lyrics up real quick.
Look them up. It makes no sense.
But girls do have two sets of feet, right? How else do they walk all over you?
I see what you did there. That now hit the music. You can't do it. Oh, there you go.
I can't. D.A.
You can't get none right.
I can't. Not tonight.
Not this week. It's just a bad week.
It's a bad week for Corey.
I get it. You're working in the red zone.
I didn't even get into that, did I?
Okay, so
D.J.'s just going to drag this long show on.
Yeah.
I'm right.
No. I think what's going on here is they described the girl's outfit. I think what's going on here is they described the girl's outfit in the first one. Because then the next verse says, then baggy sweatpants and the Reeboks with the strap.
With the strap.
She turned around and gave that big booty a smack.
Yeah. Mm.
So she's wearing bottoms with the sweats over them.
Okay, maybe it's two different girls, though.
Or maybe this girl is just overdressed.
Yeah. Maybe she's just wearing a bunch of
Thank you, D.A. I appreciate it. You almost made it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for you tonight. At least he did it where it's at the end, and I can find it next to my edit.
You're welcome. That was nothing but liquor that last little bit.
I was like, oh, finally, we're going to get a live stroke on the air.
Ooh, we almost did.
All right, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you, yes, you have a question, DJ?
No, I'm having a stroke.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you got to lift that arm up.
Oh, yeah, lift it.
He smells toast.
Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store, now open with more. Now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you buy a t-shirt through our swag merch store, your purchase supports our small, independently owned business. fatguyradioshow.com/store. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Twitch. Look us up, follow, subscribe, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you what's it all about, do your mask, even though you may be vaccinated and you still want to wear your mask, and people try to make you feel bad about wearing your mask, but that's okay. You can wear your mask if you want to. It's a free effing country. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor.
What's this?
Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And DJ Little D and Epsons, you.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra, skinny people.
That's it.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. We're all stronger together. See you at the top. Good night.